This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the second hour of the program. Open folks, as always, if you want to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian, Bonnie, and Chris in the studio here tonight. Started out talking about what's happening in China, where they are just trying to impoverish their people even further by prohibiting them from owning cryptocurrency. They've already basically banned crypto mining and crypto exchanges from the country. Now they're just straight up saying, yeah, if you try anything with crypto, you're going to jail. And so that's going to do it. That's just going to drive crypto underground. And it's unfortunate. It means that it basically means that cryptocurrency is now a black market in China. And that's bad news, because for all of those who are going to continue to use cryptocurrency in China, if they want to cash out, you know, you can't just go on to an exchange, you can't just go to local Bitcoins, you can't do anything like that. You have to find a black market dealer now who is willing to take your cryptocurrency from you and give you fiat currency in return. And that means you're going to pay black market prices. You may pay 20% to get in and or out of cryptocurrency, because sometimes you'll pay up to 10% just in the normal free market of cryptocurrency, depending on the convenience factor and other factors. So you're going to see black market people, you know, making bank now in China because of this.
I think it's kind of funny that you use the word free market, because I'm thinking, where are we talking about? Because I don't know that we have a free market in the United States, if that's what you're referencing.
Well, no, obviously we don't have a free market in the United States, but as far as cryptocurrency... As far as cryptocurrency is concerned, there's still not a lot of controls on it. I mean, yeah, the centralized institutions, they're being controlled, they're being regulated.
Yeah.
But
which certainly makes it more difficult for anybody who wants to sell cryptocurrency.
It does make it more difficult, but you can still go on to any chat forum or whatever and say, you know, like here in New Hampshire, we've got chat rooms with dozens and dozens, if not over 100 people. I've not been in this chat room, and like there's one in this area, which
I think the one
when I went to jail was like 100 people strong.
Yeah, I think just the Monadnock room, I think, is over 100 people now.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was over 100 in March, and I suspect it's even more than that. You can go in that room, and you can say, hey, I'm looking to buy or sell X, you know, amount of Bitcoin, and, you know, as long as the amount isn't crazy, like a large amount or something, most of the time, somebody's looking to either buy or sell it from you,
yeah.
You know, and that's with just a few dozen people. So
it's
you wouldn't be able to do that in China.
Yeah, prohibition. Probably not. You know, it's interesting, too, just because, like, that's actually, you know... Even though the government is like trying to crack down on selling of crypto, at basically not for a profit and doing transactions one on one with people like that on a occasion, that's actually even under the government's own logic doesn't appear to be illegal.
Mm-hmm.
They've said something to the effect, like, it's if it's for profit, if it's more than five transactions, like, there's all these other things. So, theoretically, just because you go into a chat room and say that, you haven't, under their own arguments, you haven't committed a crime.
Yeah, obviously you're not giving legal advice.
I'm not aware.
It's just your interpretation of what you've seen out there.
The government doesn't know what it believes about cryptocurrency anyway.
And it's conflicting. It does. They're very, very much conflicting. They'll say one thing and then give you an example and then be like, this is illegal, but it doesn't make any sense because they're using the wrong words, but they're using words interchangeably that mean different things. And it's like...
Well, they're shoving cryptocurrency into statutes that were written decades ago. I mean, the things they're saying are, when they say you're an illegal money transmitter or, you know, fill in the blank, whatever the quote-unquote crime is that they're charging people with for buying or selling cryptocurrency, it's like, You're talking about something that these statutes haven't been changed in decades and decades,
yeah.
And they're literally trying to shoehorn cryptocurrency into these things and try to get as many convictions as they can just by blustering and just by scaring people. That's what they do.
They really are. It's interesting because it's like technically I can see their argument in certain aspects of their argument, and it's like, okay, technically they're right. But at the same time, it's like, well, if somebody does something just a little bit differently, then all of a sudden, then they're not committing a crime. And it's like, mm-hmm. What difference does it make? I mean, really, you're going to be that words I probably can't use on air. Yeah. You know, you're going to be that tight on that.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
It's like it's literally they have to do one little change to their operations, and then all of a sudden it's legal based on your arguments.
Meanwhile, according to the CNBC.com, I don't know if you heard about this one, Chris, but the Federal Reserve Chairman, his name is Jerome Powell, and a bunch of other Fed officials, turns out they owned securities that the central bank purchased during the COVID pandemic. So there's like this scandal now with the Federal Reserve where people connected with the Federal Reserve had the Federal Reserve buy a specific type of security during COVID, push up the price of that security or whatever, push up the value of that security, and they themselves were holding it. According to the story here, amid an outcry about Federal Reserve officials owning and trading individual securities, an in-depth look by CNBC at officials' financial disclosures found three of them who last year held assets of the very same type the Fed itself was buying, including its chairman, Jerome Powell. None of these holdings or transactions appeared to violate the Fed's code of conduct, but they raise further questions about their conflict of interest policies and the oversight of central bank officials. Powell himself held between $1.25 million and $2.5 million of municipal bonds. They were just a small portion of his total reported assets. While the bonds were purchased before 2019, they were held while the Fed last year bought more than $5 billion in municipal bonds, including one from the state of Illinois purchased by his family trust in 2016. Boston Fed president held hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of real estate investment trusts, upwards of $800,000, that owned mortgage-backed securities. He made as many as 37 separate trades in the four REITs while the Fed purchased almost $700 billion of these mortgage-backed securities. And finally, the Fed president of Richmond, Thomas Barkin, held up to $3 million in individual corporate bonds purchased before 2020, and they include bonds of Pepsi, Home Depot, and Eli Lilly. The Fed last year opened a corporate bond buying facility and purchased $46.5 billion in corporate bonds.
Yeah, didn't they, you know, if I recall correctly, they were buying up bad securities, I think it was, in the early days, like, which is...
Of COVID, you mean?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Which is also, you know, very disturbing, right?
Like, wait, who was buying these
the
up?
The Federal Reserve.
Yeah, Federal Reserve was buying up bad securities, I don't know exactly what that means, but I'm presuming that means it's basically things that are, well...
They're bailing somebody out,
yeah, they're
right?
Basically, right, it's basically buying stuff that's worthless.
Mm-hmm.
And giving
for their
them
buddies.
Money. Yeah, for their buddies, basically.
Or so, maybe money laundering.
Could be. Among those questions, should the Fed have banned officials from holding, buying, and selling the very same assets the Fed itself was buying last year when it dramatically widened the types of assets it would purchase in response to the pandemic?
Question. Should the Fed answer no?
That's a great point.
Yeah. This might be a time to listen to your lawyer and remain silent.
Basically, what they were doing last year, as I understand it, is... Look, remember when the stock market took a tumble last year? Remember when, like, oil prices went through the floor? In fact, they, like, became negative or something. Like, I forget which price it was. Remember?
Oh,
it was, like,
yeah, they were paying people to take their oil.
To take their oil from.
Yeah, it's supposed to be.
I totally forgot when it was, like, $1.25 a gallon in San Antonio.
Yeah, and that's because people weren't driving to work, and so the oil, the derricks or whatever, they've continued to do their oil drilling and continue to spout oil because you can't just, like, cap that thing off.
I was filling up my tank for so cheap and doing Uber Eats, like, nonstop. It was great.
Is that actually what happens? They can't...
I understand it. It's not easy. It's not an easy thing to just, like, close an oil spout, essentially.
Huh.
And so they have to, like, keep on, you know, barreling the stuff and keep on moving it. And when the, you know, the demand dropped by 75%
right, right.
or whatever, then they had a glut of oil. And they're like, please take this off our hands. We don't know what to do with it at this point. And so at around that time, you know, what happened with the Federal Reserve, as I understand, is they just started buying stocks and these, you know, bonds and mortgage-backed securities to try to pump up the markets to artificially make things look like they weren't as bad as they were.
Yeah, I remember that. It was
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, you dial in if you want to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That is 603-283-6160. We're talking
about corruption at the Federal Reserve, which should surprise no one. We can continue with that particular topic here in moments. Welcoming you tonight, it's Ian in the studio.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris. And also want to make sure you know about the upcoming conference happening in Europe. And you can't go because tickets are sold out. But you can attend virtually the Liberty in Our Lifetime event. It's being hosted by the Free Private Cities Foundation, and digital tickets are still available. Liberty in Our Lifetime is exploring projects happening right now around the world that are looking to achieve a lofty goal of securing freedom in our lifetime. Speakers will be from Crypto Valley, Prospera, the Seasteading Institute, and more at this October 16th event. That is coming up fast. You can get your digital tickets now at lifetimeliberty.com and see what people are doing all around the world to create voluntary societies with a live and let live attitude at lifetimeliberty.com. We're going to go to your calls and thoughts. Chuck is on the line in Washington State, listening online. Go ahead, Chuck.
Yeah, you guys were talking about the cryptocurrency, Chinese crackdown, and everything like that.
Yes, sir.
But when you get into it, don't you think that a certain portion of your audience kind of their eyes roll in the back of their head because they don't quite grasp the concept of cryptocurrency in the first place? And then, you know, when you got the Chinese government cracking down on those who do understand the concept of cryptocurrency, that's going to serve as a model for other authoritarianism governments to go ahead and put their model of governance over cryptocurrency. So it's like,
You're saying we shouldn't talk about it because people don't understand it?
Well, let me answer.
No, I think you should talk about it, but it's like a good show, but that's as soon as the government gets a grapple on and can control it and tax it.
Okay, so here's the concept. And I'm glad you called with this question because, you know, we when we talk about these issues, we don't go over all the basics every single time because it would get pretty repetitive. But, you know, it's always important for people to, to engage in a conversation and say, hey, look, wait, I don't get this. Why can the government do these things or not do these things? So one of the things that you need to know is the government cannot get a hold on or a handle on cryptocurrency, and that's why they hate it. That's why they're doing things to try to target as much of cryptocurrency as they can. And the reason why it's that way is because it's open source. So when Satoshi Nakamoto, the creator of, and by the way, still no one knows who this person is, or persons, it's completely anonymous.
But it doesn't matter because it's open source. There's source code available, so you don't have to trust him.
Right, or her. Satoshi Nakamoto open sourced this code back in 2009, releasing Bitcoin to the planet. And it has taken off and become the number one investment in the last decade. It is truly a decentralized form of currency that allows value to be transferred from individual to individual without any central authorities getting in the way. There's no banker that can stand in the way and say, nope, you can't make that transfer today, sir.
Bankers increase the cost of doing business.
They sure do.
So that's one of the reasons that people should be really excited about cryptocurrency.
Yeah, and no government agency can stop you from using these things, whether whether they're illegal or not, they can't stop you from doing it.
Right. Right.
What I'm trying to say is, as soon as authoritarian governments look at Chinese crackdown on the very issue that you reported on, their model of trying to get a hold of those people that take part in Bitcoin and everything like that, that's going to be a model of governments, because the government, I don't imagine a form of government not looking for revenue sources. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I agree with you there. I mean, certainly governments all around the planet watch what other governments do and they emulate them. Whether it be California, banning smoking, or New York City putting in a vaccine passport, and then you see all these other Me Too city governments all around the country doing the same exact thing, or like you're saying, at an international level, it's like, oh, well, look, China got away with banning cryptocurrency, so let's just try that here. By the way, as I said earlier in this year, Turkey already did this. So China may have looked over at what Turkey did and said, all right, let's try the Turkey model here. And so certainly the worst of the worst worst countries out there are going to do this stuff. But on the other hand, you also have governments like El Salvador, which has actually made Bitcoin legal tender within the last several weeks. It was earlier this month that that went officially into play in El Salvador, which is going to, you know, for those El Salvadorans who decide to participate, it could make them the wealthiest country on the planet if they play their cards right in this whole situation. And then you've got these sort of the middling, you know, countries that are like, okay, they're not total authoritarian hellscapes yet. You know, the United States is bad, but it's still better than China. And so here they're probably not going to be able to prohibit cryptocurrency due to likely, at the very minimum, free speech laws. So, you know, it's not going to be a global phenomenon what China's doing. It's going to be the worst of the worst places that outlaw crypto, and their people will be worse off for it, and it's tragic.
Final issue I want to bring up real quick before I disappear, the ether. Bushism versus Trumpism, the fate of the Republican Party. I want to bring it up because it's crazy. What are the fault lines? You know what I'm talking about.
Tell me more about this. I mean, I don't pay close attention to internal fighting within political parties generally.
Neither do I. But at this particular point, I can't help but to focus on the whole, you know, Bush providing funding for Liz Cheney, who supported the Afghan. You know, invasion and continues to think that we should be there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other split in the Republican Party that thinks that, not that.
Okay, so that's what I was going to ask you, is to define the difference. So you're saying that one of the differences, a key difference between Bushism and Trumpism is the support for the war in Afghanistan or wars in general, would you say?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. That seems like a darn good reason to have a schism. Honestly,
I think that's something that is not being discussed enough, and thank you for letting me bring it up on your nationally syndicated program.
Yeah, no, it's my pleasure, Chuck, and thanks for the call tonight, man. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. Parties have fights. You know, there's internal fighting that goes on. Bonnie, you and I were just talking off the air about some of the stupid internal fighting that goes on within the Libertarian Party.
It's not really even about it, just that I hate hearing about it.
Yeah,
don't care about it.
Pointless. It's pointless. But that's just the reality of centrally controlled organizations that are seeking power, is there's constantly going to be splits between these people on differing issues, and there's going to be power struggles between them to try to, for the soul of the Republican Party, or, you know, fill in the blank. I'm sure it happens to the Democrats as well. You know, there was the Bernie people versus the Hillary people.
I mean, this is just human nature. Every group, whether it's, you know, got a top-down structure or not, once it gets to a certain size, you end up with people creating conflict.
Yeah, I agree with you there. And it's like 30 people you start seeing.
Yeah.
Above 30
it's
people.
It's not even that many, yeah.
Yeah, you start
even
getting problems.
Even if it's not a conflict, like a fight, like just there are going to be people that disagree and they should split off.
And that's really the ultimate solution here is to split off entirely from the United States. Because if you're truly anti-war, if you're pro-peace, if you're pro-defense rather than pro-offense, pro-aggression, then get out of the United States.
The federal government is your enemy.
Yeah, they are the ones causing all these, you know, world conflicts to get worse. 603-283-6160. This is free.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is promising the bipartisan infrastructure bill will come up for a vote next week. Progressives and moderates in the Democratic Party have been in a battle over the timeline of when it comes to that measure and a separate bill. Search crews from more than a dozen agencies are continuing to search Florida's swampland looking for Brian Laundrie, the missing fiancé of homicide victim Gabby Petito. Northport Police Commander Joe Fusel says they're covering just about every area of a vast wildlife preserve that they can.
We're looking through wooded areas. We're looking through bodies of water. We're looking through swampy areas, and we're deploying the resources to be able to do that. We have air units. We have drones. We have the swamp buggies, air boats.
You're listening to USA Radio News. Human footprints thought to be the oldest in North America are discovered.
New research conducted at White Sands National Park in New Mexico has uncovered the oldest known human footprints in North America. White Sands officials said the discovery reveals evidence of human occupation in the Tularosa Basin beginning at least 23,000 years ago. That's thousands of years earlier than previously thought. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Prime.
The gunman in Thursday's shooting at a grocery store in the suburbs of Memphis, Tennessee, which killed one, has been identified as UK Thang. Collierville Police Chief Dale Lang explaining to reporters why he would not say Thang's name during the news conference.
I'm not going to give you his name today. I'm not giving him notoriety in this platform, but Major David Townsend will provide anybody that wants his name shortly after this briefing, okay? So we're just not going to do it in this venue.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you're invited if you want to join us here, 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris. So we were talking about the latest hubbub regarding the Federal Reserve. This was making headlines within the last, I don't know, week or so. Yeah, within the last, about a week ago. About the Federal Reserve chairman and other people on the, you know, directors at the Federal Reserve have been buying the same, you know, bonds and real estate investments that the Fed itself was buying, or they were holding the same things. The Fed itself was buying to pump up the markets during the COVID crackdown last year to make the markets look like they weren't completely terrible, right? Because they kept pumping money in, basically fresh printing money, and pumping it into these marketplaces to pump up the numbers. And now CNBC has revealed that these Federal Reserve executives were involved in some, you know, nasty behavior. Now, they were caught and they were outed, but according to the federal ethics rules, they didn't violate the rules technically. That said, one of them announced he would sell his individual positions and he'll stop trading while he's president. The other man, Robert Kaplan, who traded millions of dollars of individual stocks, also said he would no longer trade and would sell his individual positions.
But still get to be in charge of stuff, like, you know, He got
caught.
Money?
He got caught, but he says he didn't do anything wrong. But that said, he's going to go ahead and stop doing what he was doing, even though it wasn't wrong.
Could you just imagine if you got up on the stand and, you know, that was your defense? You know, it's like, oh, I'll just stop stealing from people, or, you know, or I'll just stop murdering people, and, you know, and then you can let me go now. Like, that'll never fly.
A spokesman for Rosengren, and that is the Boston Fed president. This is the one that had about $800,000 or upwards of $800,000 worth of real estate investment trusts that owned mortgage-backed securities, which the Federal Reserve purchased $700 billion of mortgage-backed securities last year. That person said he would save, he would sell his individual positions, and he'd stop trading while he's the president of the Federal Reserve. A spokesperson for him told CNBC that he, quote, made sure his personal saving and investment transactions complied with what was permissible under federal ethics rules. So he was very, very certain and very cautious here. But nonetheless, he's going to stop doing what he was doing.
I have to wonder who makes these rules. Is it them or
they
is
do
it?
The Fed? The Fed themselves.
So they make their own rules. So of course, you know, they're going to make it so that they, you know, can do basically whatever they want.
Dennis Kelleher, CEO of the nonprofit group called Better Markets, said if some of these Fed actions aren't against the rules need to change. He told CNBC, quote, to think that such trading is acceptable because it's supposedly allowed by the Fed's current policies only highlights that the Fed's policies are woefully deficient. And, you know, that's basically the story. The reason I brought this up is not because it's a surprise. Right? No. Oh my God! What? Insider trading? Are you telling me that the Federal Reserve, you know, board of directors, knowing what the Federal Reserve was going to do, decided to have the very same assets that they were going to pump hundreds of billions of dollars into at the, you know, the very same time? I mean, no one should be shocked by this particular revelation.
Yeah, they put Martha Stewart in jail.
That's right, and all she went to jail for was just lying to the feds.
Hmm.
And but the real story here is the fact that the mainstream media made a whole bunch of to-do about this particular issue, corruption at the Federal Reserve, without ever talking about the actual big corruption of the Federal Reserve, and that's the fact that it exists in the first place and has the ability to essentially, you know, make money, quote-unquote, from thin air, and therefore empowers the federal government to steal from absolutely every person on the planet that has any savings in dollars. That, to me, is the corruption that needs to be talked about at the Federal Reserve, and no one in mainstream media talks about it. They'll talk about, quote-unquote, inflation. And then they'll use the government's own numbers to talk about inflation. They'll use the federal gang's own official inflation numbers, which, of course, we know are totally bastardized, and they cut certain information out of those inflation numbers. We
know the price of food.
Food, energy.
How do they cut the price of food out?
They don't
include it.
They don't include.
Isn't that one of the core things that?
Of course. Yeah, it has a lot to do with the cost of living.
It's one of the things that everyone who's not, you know, some rich Federal Reserve chairperson actually cares about.
Right.
Like when these guys go to the grocery store, they don't pay any attention. They probably don't even go to the grocery store. They probably have people who do that for them, right? They have chefs and all that. But for the average person who actually does their own shopping, everyone knows the prices at the grocery store are going up. And so the federal, you know, people...
Prices on everything are going up.
But, you know, it's particularly noticeable in certain categories.
Yeah, definitely.
And they keep those categories out of the inflation numbers for very specific reasons. And so when mainstream media talks about inflation, they just sort of talk about it as though, oh, well, here's what the federal is, you know, here's what the Fed say the inflation numbers are going to be. Oh, yeah, they're record numbers, but the Fed says it'll only be temporary. So don't worry, the inflation numbers are going to go back down and everything's going to be fine. And this is sort of like the mainstream narrative about inflation.
It's totally impossible when 35% of the entire money supply was printed last year.
Yeah, I've heard 40%, I've heard 35%, I've heard 30%. I don't know what the actual number is, but it's bad.
I don't even know if it matters.
It's bad.
The fact that we are all in agreement that, you know, every study or every piece of information is in agreement that it's up
a lot.
Or, you know, it was substantial. Yeah. You know, that's all that really matters at the end of the day.
Let's call it a third.
Yeah.
You know, and say, oh my God, that is tremendous. What that's going to do to the value of the dollar. And this comes back around to what we were talking about in the first hour of the show, which is, you know, the value of the dollar is constantly going down.
as are the value of the Canadian dollar and the Australian dollar and the Mexican peso and the, you know, the Japanese yen. And you name it. If it's a central bank currency, they are inflating the hell out of it, and it's a race to the bottom. And no mainstream media is talking about that.
It's even worse. It's even worse than it seems like on its face, because there's, I mean, we had tariffs. We had 25% tariffs now that people aren't conscious of, which is about 13% price increase. That was before that, like, this inflation really started, right, more recently. So it was already bad, and it's only getting worse, much worse.
The tariffs were on electronics, right, that you're talking about?
They weren't exclusive to electronics, but electronics was one of the things that were targeted, yeah. So it's about 13% if you look at Walmart, across the products at Walmart.
13% price increase on electronics at Walmart.
If you take into account stuff that did not have the 25% tariff with the stuff that did, then it's about 13%.
Yeah, and are those tariffs still in place, or were they?
Yes, they're still in place. Trump actually got rid of them when he left, and then Biden brought them right back.
Wow.
Just a real quick search for inflation on News Search. Costco, Nike, and FedEx are warning there's more inflation set to hit consumers as holidays approach. And this is one of those areas where, you know, again, there's the official government numbers, and then there's what these companies are saying. Because some companies have been coming out and saying, yeah, our costs are up 9%. So, I mean, the government's over here saying it's 4 or 5% inflation, which is, again, record numbers for recent decades of inflation, even by the government's own numbers. But companies are saying, well, as you say, 13% on electronics at Walmart.
I can actually tell you numbers. I would say 3 years ago, we were selling computers for $500 to $600 starting configurations.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's about $1,000.
So low end. Low end has gone from $500 or $600 to $1,000.
Yeah. So it's doubling. It's basically doubled, yeah.
Wow.
So people just give people an idea.
Yeah, and there's a little bit of that in this story here. It looks like from CNBC, shipping bottlenecks have led to rising freight costs. They're cooking up a holiday headache for U.S. retailers. Costco joined the week this week joined the long list of retailers sounding an alarm about escalating shipping prices and the accompanying supply chain issues. The warehouse retailer, which had a similar cautionary tone in May, was joined by Nike and FedEx and General Mills, warning of similar concerns. Here's what's going on. Just ignoring the inflation happening as far as the dollar, you know, losing its value. Because remember, the real definition of inflation is the increase in the money supply. That's what inflation is. Prices go up after you increase the money supply. So increasing prices is a symptom of inflation. But a shipping container, a 40-foot-long shipping container, used to cost about $2,000 to ship from Shanghai to New York a year and a half ago. We'll tell you what it cost.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale! Oh, no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yeah! Yep, it's Free Talk Live. The number, if you want to join us here, is 603-283-6160. Are you in business? And if so, what kind of cost increases have you seen in, let's say, the last 6 to 12 months? Has it been pretty significant? I mean, we've all heard the stories about the price of wood, for instance. I mean, there's certain categories out there that have had huge increases. But then there's also just the general overall sort of average increases in prices. We know that the federal government is not slowing down when it comes to churning out fresh dollars into circulation, which, of course, dilutes the money supply. It dilutes the value of the existing dollars. That is what the definition of inflation is. With you tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris. And I do want to tell you about Intercoin. We'll continue on inflation here in just a moment. But last year, we told you about Intercoin, which can help any business and organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. And now Intercoin.org has launched worldwide. So if there's a token you want to launch or an app that you want to build, you can go to Intercoin.org, Intercoin.org, enter your email, and the team will get in touch and learn about your needs. So while you're there, if you want, you can get some of their Intercoins. They've got the investor tokens available, the ITR for yourself. Go on over to Intercoin.org. All right, so I had you guys guess during the break on the question here, the story from CNBC about the cost to ship. This is a story about inflation. The cost to ship containers, those 40-foot-long shipping containers that they put on, you know, barges or whatever, big ships, and move products all around the planet. From Shanghai to New York, a 40-foot container used to cost $2,000 to ship a year and a half ago. Now, and you guys, Chris, you guessed 2X on the price. Bonnie, you guessed $5,000, so a little more than 2X.
Yeah, I mean, I have a hard time gauging this because I don't ship containers.
Yeah.
Like that, I get like pellets of stuff, so I share a container sort of.
Yeah.
More so, I don't know what the price of the whole container is, but I do know that the shipping price is have doubled. They probably have done even more than that. But
8X. It's now $16,000 to ship a shipping container from New York or from Shanghai to New York.
And not 2 years ago, 18 months ago, it was $2,000.
Definitely more than I would have guessed. My other problem is that
the prices have kind of fluctuated a little bit too. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of hard to like tell, like, and it's like, are we talking about from three years ago before COVID?
We're talking about before COVID, right? We're talking about 18 months ago, a year and a half ago,
before COVID.
And now during COVID.
So I was thinking it was like in the last year, not 18 months. So I probably would have given a higher estimate if I realized it was before COVID. I misheard you, I believe.
In a conference call Thursday with analysts, Costco's chief financial officer called freight costs permanent inflationary items, meaning he doesn't expect those prices to go down. And said those increases are combining with things that are somewhat permanent to drive up pressure. They include not only freight, but also higher labor costs, rising demand for transportation and products, plus shortages in computer chips, oils and chemicals, and higher commodity prices. I mean, we see it all around here. New Hampshire has one of the lowest state unemployment rates in the country. I believe New Hampshire's unemployment rate is now at a record low, at least for some
reason. Right now?
Yeah, I think right now.
How's that possible?
That's the crazy thing. It's just
fake numbers.
It's actually dangerously low at this point, I think.
What do you mean dangerously?
Dangerously low. So if you don't have enough, I don't even know the right technical terms in economic terms for it, but like if you don't have enough people like looking for you have to have a certain amount of flexibility, right? Because otherwise the costs of doing business goes sky high, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a certain point where you can't, like, I don't know, I guess you can't afford to do business anymore. So, like, things that you might have been able to export for a lesser cost no longer get sold. So if it goes below a certain amount, like, there's a lot of negative consequences for an economy, potentially.
Well, now, the unemployment rate is another tricky number because people who are not looking for work aren't included in the unemployment rate. So they only include the numbers, as I understand it, of people who are actually, like, wanting to be employed.
Yeah, I mean, and it's interesting. We can potentially solve these sorts of problems, but you've got to open the border, right? I mean, people mm-hmm. want, despite the things are as bad as they are in the United States, people still want to come here because there are even worse places to live.
Open the border and don't make it difficult for people to get jobs.
Right, exactly. Exactly. And it's the reason that, you know, businesses on Main Street are closed, and I don't know if you guys have noticed this, but all throughout the United States, businesses on Main Street are closed, and they're not bringing in money, and the reason they're not bringing in money, and eventually they might have to close, is because there's not enough employees to work, you know, work the restaurants, work the businesses.
Aria works at a restaurant on Main Street in downtown Keene, and she says they're having to close early on some days.
Right.
This is a restaurant that used to be open late, and they close at like 10 o'clock some nights now because they just don't have the staff. She said that the district manager is doing deliveries.
Yikes.
That's how bad it is.
That's
like,
not a good sign.
District managers are supposed to, you know, go around to stores and make sure everything's working all right and, like, check on things, and that's their job.
I mean, the costs, I can only imagine what the costs of that must be in terms of, like, the negative
salary
economic. Yeah, right? Like, I mean, somebody paid $75,000, you know, to deliver you pizza? Does that make any sense at all? Versus, you know, maybe $13 an hour to $15 an hour, I'm thinking that probably, you know, somebody might get paid otherwise.
So there's a huge problem with people looking for, you know, like with jobs. There's a ton of them available, and people aren't taking these positions for whatever reason. Even though supposedly a lot of the unemployment benefits have dried up at this point, it's still a big question mark as to why people are still not going back to work. Is it just because they're that afraid of COVID? Is that the reason? And if so, how are they paying the bills? You know, is everybody on government welfare somehow, even though there's not as much being handed out? So we still have yet to figure out
why. Well, if you have kids, you're getting like $100 a kid or $150 a kid.
Wasn't it $300 a month or something like that for kids? Anyway.
I don't even know. I can't even ask anybody, like, because everybody I know is working.
Well, somebody we know that has two kids said the other day, oh, it's that $300 a month for our kids. So I don't know if she meant each kid or $150 for
each
kid.
Yeah, she wasn't clear.
I mean, but is that really going to be enough for somebody to live comfortably on? Like, you would think you would still want to go back to work, but
maybe if you're at home with your parents or something like that, I don't know.
I don't know.
A lot of people have moved back home, obviously.
I wonder if it's like, maybe, you know, I don't know, people going to school, maybe they're not allowed to work or something. Like, I'm thinking like maybe college students.
That doesn't make sense. College students are
They work.
But right? Have you looked at, like, the kind of rules they have to follow in order to...
Oh, there's some crazy rules.
There's some really crazy rules. I'm wondering if maybe that those sorts of private institution rules are negatively impacting, businesses closing on Main Street.
Because what do you think? I mean, if you want to call in here, 603-283-6160, maybe you're in business and you have some sort of, inclination as to why people just aren't coming through the doors. Or maybe you know people, maybe your friends are just sitting at home and collecting welfare checks, and that's why they're not coming in. Tell us what's going on.
I know one person.
Welfare Queen?
My friend's roommate, he exists all the time. He, never leaves his room. He apparently, at the beginning of COVID, was just taking, he quit his job. He was just taking government money and was putting it all into stocks. Crypto, but... and so he just sits around in his room playing with stocks on the computer all day. Maybe he's doing, the Forex thing or something.
Day trading?
I don't know. I thought you weren't allowed to get the social welfare stuff if you quit. You had to be fired or something.
Well, I don't know. He stopped working.
Laid off? Okay.
Yeah, I haven't had a job in years, so
no idea. This is definitely outside of I know if you lay somebody off, they can get the
unemployment.
But if they are fired,
they get unemployment.
Yeah,
you get unemployment if you're fired.
I'm sorry. Yeah, if you're fired, you can get, or laid off, you get unemployment. But if you quit, I don't think you do. Because I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure that's the way it is because I've had to deal with some of the business paperwork on that end. So.
Feel free to weigh in on this. Again, 603-283-6160. But the reality on the ground is there are now hiring signs everywhere in this town, and they're all over New Hampshire, and I suspect the same thing's true in a lot of places in the United States because we read a story the other day that there's a million more jobs than there are people to fill them or something in the United States right now. And obviously having, border freedom would help that situation, but it's still, the situation is these companies are having to increase the amount they're paying people. So now, all of a sudden, $15 an hour isn't hard to find simply because of market competition. Out of pure desperation for employees, it's not hard. You can walk down to the grocery store here in Keene. It's called Aldi. It's a cheapy grocery store, basically. It's an international store. Their starting pay is $15 an hour.
Wow.
I mean,
yeah, and when I moved here in January, it was $12 an hour. So it's went up.
That was earlier this year. Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely was not paying $15 an hour.
But another news story that I saw recently points out, $15 an hour is going to still put you behind the ball now because of the increased cost of living because of inflation. There's more coming up here, 603-283-6160. More of the numbers from some of these corporations are going to tell you what their costs are doing. And they're going up, and that means your prices are going.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.